Growing up, going fishing was a scary prospect for Jason Owen.
I had a kind of a bad experience on a fishing trip when I was a kid and got a hook stuck in my hand. And that, you know, ever since that day, I've been very scared to pick up the rod and reel.
That changed when he moved to Sitka around 2 years ago and took up spear fishing.
You know, after work, almost every day, I'd pick up the spear gun, don a wetsuit, and hop into the ocean and spend as much time as I could, you know, in the water.
Owen was busy studying to get into medical school in late August when he heard that a couple of tuna were spotted in a harbor in downtown Sitka. The highly unusual sighting was enough to pry him away from his books. At the harbor, he watched as folks tried to catch the fish, but they weren't biting, and fishermen on the dock were getting frustrated. One hollered, "Someone should just go in the water and spear that thing."
And then I mentioned that I had my spear gun in my car, and all of a sudden I was, you know, everyone was egging me on to go in the water and give it a shot.
He went down to the shoreline and waded in. There, he waited, suspended underwater for over half an hour.
I was honestly just so enamored by how cool that thing was. It was, you know, obviously very shimmery and you know, tuna just, they're just built for the water, built for the ocean.
Then, Owen said the tuna seemed to notice him, and startled, it turned in the water.
For a split second, I had a very clean look at its face. And so then I was like, oh, well, if I'm going to take a shot, it's probably going to be now. And I pressed the trigger.
He landed a clean shot and the front page of the local paper for the unusual catch, a 30-inch long, 15 to 20-pound skipjack tuna. Owen's experience was an early indicator of what became an unprecedented tuna harvest in Sitka. Bridget Ferris is a research biologist with NOAA Fisheries. In an email, she told KCAW that tuna do show up in the Gulf of Alaska, but it's not monitored by NOAA to know if it's a rare encounter. There are two stocks of skipjack tuna in the Pacific Ocean. 2025 has brought warm waters to Alaska, and strong warm currents across the North Pacific have provided a route for tuna from one of those stocks to make their way to southeast. Ferris says albacore are more common in Alaska, but still infrequent. She says they can handle a broader temperature range than skipjack. As luck would have it, a group of local fishermen were about to find that out.
RJ Miller, born and raised in Sitka, and never been tuna fishing in my life up until a week ago.
RJ Miller runs a local charter fishing business. Last summer, he heard about an angler who caught two albacore off the coast of Cape Edgecombe, over 20 nautical miles from Sitka, and he's been on the lookout for them ever since. This year, he was guiding a charter trip, and one of the crew snagged something really fast and strong, likely a tuna.
At that point, we're beyond excited. Irrationally excited.
But it was a hard sell to convince visiting charter fishermen to go for tuna when they journey to Alaska for something more Alaskan.
They're like, you guys want to try for tuna? And like, no, we want a salmon fish. Oh, okay, it's your trip, you guys.
So he started doing more research and learning from locals with tuna experience, like Steve Ramp. They all agreed to go out on the hunt for tuna. So on a Thursday morning in late summer, Ramp got an early start toward the Cape. Miller followed him out a couple of hours later. As Miller surveyed the water looking for that neon blue, warm ocean current where the temperature exceeds 60 degrees, Miller called Ramp to check in, and someone else on the boat picked up.
And she goes, Steve's fighting a fish right now. And I go, we're all just about to lose our minds. What? Fighting a fish right now? And they get it in the boat. I go, well, what was it? And she goes, it's an albacore. And at that point, we're hysterical.
Miller, Ramp, and the rest of the group brought home 45 albacore tuna that day. Like Owen, Miller marveled at their strength and speed.
Well, you're trolling at 7 to 10 knots. They grab the lines, and the reels just start screaming.
Their bounty brought more fishermen out to try their luck. Alaska Department of Fish and Game area sport fish management biologist Troy Tydenko estimates that a couple hundred have been caught so far.
It happens from time to time down in Prince of Wales, where, you know, anglers are kind of watching the sea surface temperature, And when it hits 60 degrees, which is usually kind of a ways offshore, they go out and try. To my knowledge, this is the first time that sport anglers have had success targeting them offshore.
There's no limit to how many tuna sport fishermen can catch in Alaska, as long as they have a permit. But the tuna boom in Sitka prompted the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to issue an advisory about commercial fishing, which is also legal, but far more regulated. Miller says while he's only recently become a tuna fisherman, he's trying to share everything he's learned with fellow Sitkans.
I hope that everybody in Sitka can go out and get their hands on one of these, not only for how absolutely delicious they are, but the thrill of the chase and the thrill of the fight.
More than anything, though, the experience has piqued his curiosity.
Feels like Pandora's box is what's really out there. If albacore are out there, what's eating the albacore?
Miller hopes to find out. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.